It was a gloomy day. Not much was going on at work. A slow Monday. I office out of a small car lot owned by a friend who I knew for over 20 years and worked together for 7 years. Our kids are about the same age. Our family got together every so often. He was easy to get along with. We worked well together. He guided me through the car business and helped me get established when I left the tool business. That gloomy Monday was a slower than usual day. As I was finishing up my paperwork, I heard him say, "Let's go to lunch," from the other side of the office. That was the most exciting thing I did all day. We hung out the rest of the day, working a little, shooting the breeze. Early Tuesday morning, I got a call from his wife that he'd had a heart attack that night before he did not make it. He was 52 years old. His teenage kids took turns performing CPR on him until the paramedics came, but could not save his life. He left behind his wife of 30 years, twins who are seniors in high school, his mother, his sister, and many friends. Even though I know what God has planned, I was overtaken by emotion. I was distraught. I just lost one of my closest friends, and I grieved for myself and for the family he left behind. One moment here, gone the next. Everyone in this room has lost someone close to them. A family member, a spouse, a parent, a friend. Sometimes our emotions are too overwhelming to put into words. A loss has a way of inducing tunnel vision. I felt myself in disbelief one moment, angry the next. I felt depression, sadness. Why is he gone? Why didn't he take better care of himself? How do we keep going on without him? I want to read a poem by John O'Donohue on grief that summarizes how I feel. When you lose someone you love, your life becomes strange. The ground beneath you becomes fragile. Your thoughts make your eyes unsure. And some dead echo drags your voice down. Where words have no confidence, your heart has grown heavy with loss. Through this loss has wounded others too. No one knows what has been taken from you when the silence of absence deepens. Flickers of guilt kindle regret for all that was left unsaid or undone. There are days when you wake up happy, again inside the fullness of life, until the moment breaks and you are thrown back onto the black tide of loss. Days when you have your heart back, you are able to function well, until the middle of work or encounter, suddenly, with no warning, you are ambushed by grief. Ambush of grief. We've all had it. It can overtake your heart and your mind. How do you get through it? Preparing the sermonette, I looked up the different stages of grief. Apparently, and I didn't know actually these stages, but there's five of them. First one is denial. Second one is anger. Third one is bargaining. Fourth one, depression. And fifth one is acceptance. What does the Bible say about grief? And as a Christian, how do we deal with the ups and downs of grief? Let's turn to Matthew 5, verse 4. Just a very small passage coming out of the Beatitudes. Matthew 5, verse 4. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are those who mourn, and they shall be comforted. God promises comfort through the pain and sadness. Listen, now from there, let's go over to 2 Corinthians real quick. 2 Corinthians. It's just going to back up what we're saying here. 2 Corinthians 1. And we're going to read through verse 3 and 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as the suffering of Christ abound in us, so our consolations also abound through Christ, the God of comfort. He comforts us in our tribulations. When we are overwhelmed, we need to get on our knees and seek His comfort. We need to draw closer to Him for strength as we struggle through our pain. Let's go back to the New Testament. We're going to go to Psalms 34. Psalms 34. And we're going to start at verse 18. Psalms 34, verse 18. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and saves such as have a contrite spirit. God is close to those with a broken heart, even for those who are suffering through the loss of a loved one. I'm reminded that this life is temporary and fragile. I'm reminded that God offers so much more than these fragile physical bodies in His plan for mankind. There is so much more than just death and taxes, as I've been told. Through my grief, I must remember God's plan and His salvation. I'm going to close with a reminder of this plan. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 4. 1 This morning, when I was preparing some of this, I couldn't even find Thessalonians. So let's see if I can do it. Aha, found it. Verse 4, we're going to start with verse 13. It's chapter 4, verse 13. We're going to read to verse 18. But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with you Him those who sleep in Jesus. In my Bible here, I wrote down hope. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of our archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then when we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words.